This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, fasting is a tradition of Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here. So we are talking about how fasting is a tradition of Allah. Now, you know, sometimes we have this unfortunate understanding or this kind of a concept that, well, fasting is not something which is common, or fasting is something which is unique just to Islam. In reality, when we go through the various traditions of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, peace and blessings upon them all, and when we go through the verses of the Holy Quran, we find that fasting is something which has been prescribed for all nations on behalf of the Almighty Allah. So in reality, fasting is a tradition or a sunnah of the Almighty Allah. When you kind of go a little bit into the research and you start to, you know, kind of, again, do some research on the concept of fasting, you will find that many of the great religions that are present in the world today, they have a certain place for fasting, whether it's Christianity or Judaism. They have specific days in which they fast. And even if you go to the non-Abrahamic religions, Hinduism or Sikhism, I don't know, Buddhism, the various other, major somewhat religions of the world, you find that fasting also plays a very great role when it comes to their religious beliefs or their religious practices. So, even when you come to certain non-Abrahamic religions, you know, some of the people who study these religions, they say that the origins are most probably divine. They have just been corrupted over the passing of years. And this is why you find certain central themes within all of these religions, which points towards a one great God. And one of the practices which we find, which is a part of the lifestyle of many of these religions all across the world, is fasting.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how fasting is a tradition of Allah. Fasting is a sunnah of the Almighty Allah. So we talked a little bit in the previous segment how many of the world religions, perhaps even all of the world religions that we find in the present day, they have some sort of concept of fasting. As we said, the Christian religion, the Jewish religion, even in these non-Abrahamic religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Sikhism, you will find that there is some place for fasting within them. Now, this fasting, which is a tradition on behalf of the Almighty Allah, you know, it is something that is considered to be very sacred. It is something that is considered to be very honorable. And we find that a lot of the religious scholars from within these various religions, whether Abrahamic or non-Abrahamic, they have a very special place for fasting, and they themselves fast. So many of the religious leaders in the Christian faith, in the Jewish faith, in the Buddhist faith, in the Hindu faith, you will find that they will practice fasting. And again, it's a discussion for a different program on what the effects are of fasting and vice versa. But just this idea that fasting is something which has been ordained by the Almighty God, and just to kind of, let's not leave it open-ended, but the main purpose of the fasting, of course, is to gain nearness to the Almighty Allah, to gain the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah, and this is why fasting is a tradition and a sunnah of Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, because it brings the creation closer to the Creator.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.